Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast this Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch from my flagship stations here in Tampa, Florida, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We broadcast the great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, we're streaming live right now at our flagship station. We're also streaming live at my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. If that's the only way you can hear the program, then go over to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com and listen to the stream, the live stream of the show right now. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as it does every night, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, and I mean everybody, thanks for helping America rolling along here during the night. Now, let's not forget, we also emphasize our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, getting it done, as well as the bulk mail haulers getting our mail delivered from the bulk mail centers to the post offices so it can be delivered to your dooryard. Now, don't forget about the suicide jockeys either, hauling the gasoline and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse people who are listening right now, we thank them very much for tuning us in at the warehouse. And our Amazon drivers that are out there delivering the boxes and parcels and everything else that's going to Santa's house to be delivered to your house. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. Captain, add an S to it. America, all one word, all lowercase. And our website is none other than the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And let's go way out west and go searching for our friend and our professor of politics, Kyle Warren. And I see him, I see him, I see him. There he is.
And I'm waving back to you, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Yeah, we have telescopic powers here. We can just look at the little lens and there you are. And one of these days we may get involved in that too. People are going, well, you got to go on the internet with a television stream. Well, first of all, it's not a television stream. It's just a stream of you doing what you're doing. And we've been working on that for a little while, but my equipment is a little bit different than the other equipment. I got two laptop computers that we use along with two stationary computers that are here at the radio station. So we have to adapt, improvise, and overcome when it comes to that sort of stuff. But we will get involved in it sooner rather than later. All right. Speaking of that, Kyle, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. We get it, we emphasize it, and we hope that you get it too. And boy, do we need some of that right now, don't we?
Absolutely, yes.
Now, I'm going to start with a talking point that we've got, and then I'm going to go to a news story that I found that we're going to call breaking news because I don't hear anybody talking about it. First of all, the Senate okayed the bill to avert the rail strike. The next stop is Joe Biden's desk for signature.
That's exactly right, Captain. And of course, you know, I think a lot of people have been very concerned about the possibility of that rail strike. And now this, in a bipartisan way, looks like it will be averted by Congress at this point.
Well, I certainly hope so, because there was going to be a strike. There was no way around it. And they did, in fact, do what they needed to do to avert it. Now, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's see. I don't have any drum rolls, so I can't do that. But we haven't heard from the president of the world lately, have we?
No, we haven't.
And who is the president of the world?
Right. That would be Stacey Abrams. She was the president of United Earth on Star Trek Discovery recently.
Well, I have found out what she's up to from some contacts that I have in Georgia. And thank you, Atlanta, my friends in Atlanta, that gave me this information. She is apparently, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Lobbying President Joe Biden right now to be the next FCC commissioner. That's Federal Communications Commission.
Well, that would be very, very problematic, I think, for the FCC and for America, Captain, to be honest. We understand, though, that one of her spokespeople has denied that earlier on Thursday. But it would be very, very different, wouldn't it? She'd go from losing the governor's race twice to trying to become the FCC chairperson. I can't only imagine what kind of damage she would try to do to broadcasting.
It would be payback city, because she would be telling everybody what you could and could not say on radio and television.
You know, Captain, this really goes hand in hand with the very idea just the other day at the White House press briefing room, talking about Twitter and that the government was keeping an eye on it. And Karine Jean-Pierre was even challenged about that as well again, and really kind of stuttered through the whole thing, mm-hmm. trying to make it look like
okay.
It's good that they would do that.
Break time. We're going out to break, folks. We'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. Don't go nowhere.
At 1-877-969-8600. This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, folks. And we are back on The Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. Now, I want to welcome aboard again. We did last night the two new affiliates we've got. The first affiliate that's playing us right now, live in Reno, is 93.7 and 1060 radio. That's Eddie Floyd stations up there. And you can hear us all the way from Reno, Nevada, out to the east, over to the top of the Rock, Truckee, and Carson City. It's got a pretty good signal. 93.7 is where you should be listening, because that's the clear channel frequency with no noise, no intervention of any type. So there you go, and hello, Reno, and we'll tell you in a little while about Orlando. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is part of my daily regimen. I take it every single day, and I take it when I start my day with my food, whatever it might happen to be. Some people saw me take it yesterday over at Mixon's Roadside Cafe, because that was my my first meal of the morning, so that's what I did. And I'd only gotten up about, yesterday was kind of a lackadaisical day for me, because I woke up about 10:45. I went, uh-oh, I got to be somewhere in 45 minutes. Well, I was there. I made it right exactly on time, but I was there. So if you want to try what I've been trying for well over 8 years, because it does work for me, try Relief Factor by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain, where you can try the 100% drug-free product for $19.95. Now, it's a three-week supply, and I'll tell you right now that if you get started, the sooner you start it, the better you'll feel. And then you'll realize, and we talked to a couple of people yesterday that are on it to take it, that they were getting their new deliveries and this, that, and the other. Again, the reason they take it is because of what I just told you. It works. Now, it has turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin, and omega-3 in it, all natural ingredients that will go right straight to the source of your pain and lower or eliminate the pain right off the bat. And if it doesn't do anything else, it'll certainly help to relieve the inflammation and swelling that you've got that brings a lot of that pain to your body, wherever it happens to be. So the website again, relieffactor.com/captain, 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 because Kyle Warren will tell you,
all you have to lose is pain.
Ta-da! Ta-da!
All right.
Help is on the way, so said former Vice President Mike Pence. He said, we have a new majority coming into the Congress of the United States, and I have every confidence that the new Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, and Leader Steve Scalise are going to focus on the issues really facing the American people and on doing the kind of oversight that, frankly, has not been done before. Now, that's what Mike Pence said. He also said, people in this country actually get along pretty well. Well, they do when they want something.
They do when they want something. Most of the country, I think, Captain, wants to sort of live and let live. They know that their neighbor might not have voted the same way they did, but they still are able to like one another and get along and find the common ground. And that's really what it's always been about. I think, though, Captain, I think the former vice president is exactly right. Help is on the way. I think as long as the GOP-led House focuses on the things that are going to make people's lives better and exposing where a lot of the waste has been or a lot of the political witch hunts and so forth, and just focus on the things that are going to really affect people with their kitchen table budgets and so forth. That's going to be key to this whole thing.
Now, where was former Vice President Mike Pence, where was he from originally?
Indiana, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm. And what's going to be happening here in 2024 in Indiana? Is there not an opening for a Senate position there?
I believe so.
And we heard last night, again, through the people that we talked to at the political annals around the country, we heard last night that former Vice President Mike Pence is considering a run for the Senate.
That would be very interesting indeed. We're pretty far away from 2024 right now, but ironically it will be here before we know it. But whether or not Pence wants to really be in the fray to try to get the nomination, I think is a very good question. I think he'd be well suited to be a senator, to be honest.
Well, Indiana is a very diverse state. He's done a very good job there. Remember, he was the governor there after being a congressman for a number of years and at the local level, a politician as well. And he did a very good job. And people like him, which is really meaningful. And I think they would vote him in if given the chance.
Well, I do, too. He'd have an amazing, a starting point. There's no doubt about that. I do think that Pence might be looking at the national election for president or trying to get the nomination.
I don't think he's going to do that. Nope.
No, I don't think so either. I think he's going to be looking at it and saying that it's a new chapter, I think, in terms of GOP nominees, and I don't think it has anything to do with Mike Pence at this point. And I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm saying that I think that he'll recognize that he is that pathway might be better for him at this point.
Yeah, exactly. Now, did you see what happened in Georgia yesterday with the election being within 4 points there between Warnock and our friend,
Walker?
Yeah,
Herschel Walker.
Did you see who showed up there?
Who was that?
Barack Obama.
Wow. Well. Well, he showed up in Los Angeles as well, at least on commercials for Karen Bass when of course she went ahead to win. She finally won, I guess, in LA for mayor. But I don't know. They must be pretty desperate then at that point, or think that they don't have this really in the bag if they're bringing in Obama.
Well, all I can tell the people of Georgia, my good friends up there, the people I've met, the people that are listening to me, the people that I will meet when we do get that way, is, folks, you got to think about the big picture here, and you got to think about who it is that you're electing. Look at the person, look at the individual, and name me one thing, any one of you, that this current income, a senator up there, Warnock, has done for the state of Georgia. Name me one thing.
Yeah, I think you're going to get crickets on that.
Yeah, there isn't anything.
Yeah.
There isn't anything. High taxes,
just the crickets.
Yeah. High taxes, higher fuel. But here's the thing, okay, and we're going to talk about this next hour. I understand how the Republicans lost, and I'm going to explain to everybody what my definition and my understanding is of why the Republicans lost next hour. It's going to be interesting to listen to, so I'm going to put that out there for the folks to hear it starting in the second hour. But most people right now in Congress that are either in it, serving in it, or working in it or around it, believe that Kevin McCarthy will be the next Speaker of the House.
Well, that's exactly right. There may be a little bit, a teeny weeny little bit of resistance on that, but even from the GOP, but I think that will be the case.
Yeah, I don't see anybody coming up to beat him. Jim, from Ohio, he might run, but wait a minute, he's not going to run. I don't believe he's going to run, so that takes him out of the picture. He's the only other guy I think that could beat him.
Well, right. And a lot of times, though, it's the pitfall is having like a foregone conclusion on something, because if something does come up and it doesn't go that way, then it looks bad for the predictor, as it were. But yes, it looks like he's the one that has that kind of support in order to be able to be Speaker. And of course, it will be a very different world we'll live in, Captain, without Nancy Pelosi holding the gavel. And we'll see just how much tension there is, and mark my words, you will see the Democrats literally go into a tizzy about everything from this point forward. They will not want to see this Speaker or this House be successful.
You know why?
Why is that?
Because the guy that's running for the Democratic side has been elected the leader, who will be the minority leader, Jeffries, has never gotten along with anybody on the other side of the aisle to begin with. That's why.
Well, exactly. Yeah, ideologues. That's really, really tough sometimes.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. 5-minute hour break. Hour number one coming back. I shall return. Kathy's going to take us to a break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden wants South Carolina to have the first nominating contest in 2024, followed by Nevada, New Hampshire, then Michigan and Georgia, according to a letter sent to the Democratic National Committee's Rules and Bylaws Committee, which sets the rules of the road for the party's schedule and nomination process. The committee will be holding 2 days of meetings beginning Friday in Washington. Texas Department of Public Safety director is being sued by more than 25 survivors of the Robb Elementary School shooting in Uvalde, Texas. A panel of judges ruled to overturn the appointment of a special master tasked with reviewing thousands of documents seized by the FBI from former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate this summer. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. You know, folks, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell for quite a few years now. He's been advertising on the program with his MyPillow.com. But he's also got the MyStore.com website that's also being advertised on the program. And we advertise them simultaneously at Christmas time because you can go to MyPillow.com, you can go to MyStore.com, you can get some tremendous deals, save as much as 90% on some of those items that he's liquidating to bring in new products. You can save as much as 90% on some of those items. Now, if you want to call him, no problem. The number is 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. One more time, 800-641-5459. You can give them a call, and you can tell them, you know, you want to order something or you want to know what's on special or whatever the question is, you'll get a live person, and they'll be able to help you. Now, if you can go to the website, MyPillow.com, you want to go into the Radio Listener Specials page because that's the page where you'll find all these tremendous specials and all the reductions in prices and different things. And remember, for a limited time, you can get their six-piece towel set. And I mean, it is fantastic. The bath towel is as big as a beach towel. I'm not exaggerating. The hand towels are as big as a bath towel. And the washcloths are big washcloths. Now, it's typically retails for $89.98, but for Christmas, you can get it for $39.88 and save yourself $50. Remember, the promo code will always be Captain, whether it's MyPillow.com or MyStore.com. Promo code is always going to be Captain. And you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. Talk to a live person, and make your order that way. So, 800-641-5459, promo code CAPTAIN. Give it a shot. You can do all your shopping there for Christmas. Save yourself a bunch of money and a bunch of hassle and grief. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Has Mrs. Professor visited there yet?
Well, you know, I just wouldn't know because she wouldn't tell me at this point. She'd keep it a secret for Christmas time. I think so.
Well, yeah. She's hanging around and sends you to the store while she's waiting for the UPS truck. There's a good reason for that.
That's right.
I need a loaf of bread. Can you go get it right now? All right. Well, let's talk about California. You have a task force that has been talking about reparations for slavery. They finally came out and made a decision and threw a number out there. This California task force says that all the slavery descendants in California should receive $223,200 each. Really?
Well, that's what they're saying right now. They have until June of next year to give their final recommendations to the state legislature, and those payments or value thereof could be done in terms of tuition or maybe of the grants or, of course, cash as well. But, Captain, it will amount to some almost $600 million, so we understand, by the end of the day here. So it is a very interesting thing because they want to be first in the nation with this concept. But it seems to me, though, Captain, that it doesn't really go very far to talk about the kind of society that we're trying to build. Over 50 years ago now, Dr. King was, I think, trying to legitimately change the society for the better and not create this air of, quote, reparations per se, but of opportunity and integration and acceptance. These are the core values, I think, that are the things that are going to move our society and our culture forward when it comes to race relations. But what happens, I think you've got a lot of politicians, and I'm not bemoaning people getting some kind of compensation or things like that per se, but it does seem like the politicians are trying to divide us more and keep the hatred and the bad feelings all front and center. This isn't what America is really about, though.
Who is going to pay for this when you think they've just got the money sitting there right now and they went, oh, yeah, we can handle that?
Well, obviously, it's going to be an amazing amount of money. I think you'll see it in the form of newer taxes and so forth.
Which means you're going to get hit for more money.
Well, you'll get hit for more money and you'll see more people leave California. Even if people try to leave California, we've heard this concept floated before, and that is, well, you'll still have to pay taxes for several years, you know, on the value of the things that you were able to accomplish in California. So they'll still try to claw back money, at least conceptually, this is what they would like to do. If you moved somewhere, you moved to Tennessee or to Florida or something like that, you know. So, you know, they're constantly looking at how they can get more money out of the people, as opposed to creating a better California, like kind of like it was in part of its heyday not all that long ago, where it was really booming.
Well, Bernie Kerik, who is the former New York City police commissioner during September 11th, has said that impeaching the Philadelphia DA would restore law and order in Philadelphia, because this guy's a real piece of work, the people he's been letting go out on the street and all that sort of stuff, which has brought about some of his impeachment anyway.
Well, you know, Captain, if you wrote a movie about let's not arrest people anymore, let's turn them back out on the street, let's have no bail for hardened criminals, and let's just, it will literally be as if the Joker took over in Gotham City or something, and let's just, that'll just be normal. People would say that's a horrible movie. I'm so glad it was just a movie and I get to go out to the regular world where we don't do crazy stuff like that. But this is becoming the reality. So, yes, I think impeaching would probably be a good start.
Now, we had another poll that was done out there, and not that Ron DeSantis is running for president. He's not. But it was a poll that had Biden versus DeSantis in terms of running for the 2024 presidential election. And had had the two of them locked in a virtual tie.
Well, that's very, very important, I think, because, you know, number one, right now he is Biden's still the president, but so he's going to have some of that response. But to have DeSantis be so strong here is also a major indicator. Whether he runs or is the nominee or not, I think it just shows that that people are going to continue to look for a change.
Right. And let's see here. We've got about a minute left here, so let me throw this in there. Florida has decided to pull from the BlackRock bank account that's here in Florida some $2 billion over the firm's environmental and social policies in the way of a big-time fine.
Yes. Well, that's an enormous amount of money. There's no doubt.
I've never heard of that kind of amount of money being taken from somebody here in Florida before.
Well, that's right. And I understand, I think Governor DeSantis is at the tip of the spear on this thing, too.
Well, I've got no problem with that because these are bad people.
Yep, exactly right.
So what do you think is going to happen?
Well, there'll be amazing lawsuits about this whole thing, for sure.
Well, some attorneys will get a chance to make some money, won't they?
Well, that's right. That's right. But again, if it brings to the fore a lot of these things that were going on and so forth, well, then that's all the better as well.
Right. And, folks, if you're just joining us, we're fixing to head towards our Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And, boy, we got a doozer tonight with all the weather that's out there in the mountains and out west to the west coast. And it's really doing its thing, I'll tell you that much. And, of course, I want you to remember, as we go off to the break, that Janet Yellen says inflation is all our fault, the Americans, because we have splurged on items that we didn't need to have by using our credit cards.
Well, Captain, aren't you so glad that Janet Yellen is just kind of teaching us about our own terrible ways, whatever that might be? I thought that consumer spending was two-thirds of the U.S. economy.
Mark my words. Mark my words right here. Mark my words. Janet Yellen couldn't teach a ping pong ball to bounce. Think about that for a minute.
I think you've got it just right.
Yep.
But see, that's the thing. It's now they're coming after the consumer. They're coming after the American people. They know, Captain, they've got nothing. They can't talk their way out of a paper bag where it comes to inflation, and so this is the result.
Yeah, they want to stay in the paper bag. Hold that thought, folks. We are coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Friday morning, and it's a beautiful morning where I'm at. I hope it is where you are, too. But you'll find out in a minute where it's not. We'll be right back.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Kyle is Joan Jett, and I hate myself for loving you.
I love it. I don't hate it. I love it. And, you know, it's a, like a rock anthem. And, you know, if people think it might be easy to write a rock anthem, just try. But she makes it look easy, doesn't she, Ken?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep. All right, well, let me tell everybody what's going on there. Heavy mountain snow and high winds are shifting into the inner mountain west and plains, starting to move into the upper Midwest, starting to move across the central part of the United States. So if you're traveling tonight, Mississippi River, I-40 west, I-70 west, I-64 to St. Louis, and I-80, I-90, I-94 going out to the west coast. You need to pay attention to what we're about to tell you here about the weather. There is a big-time storm system that's going to move more heavy mountain snow and high winds into the intermountain west and the plains today. And locally heavy rain will form a new, with along with a newly stalled front from Southern California along the coastline, could cause some flash flooding. Now, that's not bad enough, right? Because a new storm is going to drop south along the west coast and is expected to bring additional heavy mountain snow, especially in California. And, Kyle, I don't think that's going to be very far away from you.
No, it's not. It's going to be in the Southern California area, up in the Sierras and so forth. We really need that kind of snowfall in those high elevations. So we're welcoming it. It was supposed to materialize on Thursday, but it didn't. It looks like it might be coming in a little bit more on Friday and then maybe back a little bit on Sunday, according to the latest forecast. But we do need it. We are looking at some rain, though. This is north of Los Angeles along California Highway 99 and Interstate 5. This is going to be north of Bakersfield and going up towards about almost to Fresno on California 99, a little bit less on Interstate 5, but certainly coming in along the coastline. We've also got rain right now coming across the Interstate 15 at state line of California and Nevada, so be careful there. Rain south of Kingman, Arizona. Also around St. George, we've got some snow. If you're heading up north of St. George, you'll get some snow coming across the road. A couple of different places before you reach Beaver tonight. But then by the time you get to Salt Lake City, you've got snow all over the place. We're running a special, by the way, tonight, Captain, of snow on the Captain's America Third Watch Trucker and Highway and Byway Report, because we got snow all over Salt Lake City, north of there up towards Idaho Falls, then up in Montana along I-94 as you're heading out from Big Timber towards Billings. You've got snow. This continues on and on until you get over to Forsyth, and as you head on down I-90, you're going to go through Hardin, Crow Agency. You still got snow coming across the road there as well. Also on Friday, be careful, 4th of July Summit. You'll definitely have snow, according to the forecast up there. Snoqualmie Pass over in Washington right now, reading light snow, so be careful with that. We've also got various winter weather reports, winter weather advisories and storm warnings, and we'll tell you more about those as well. And if you're coming around I-80 in northern Nevada around Elko, guess what? You've got snow. More next hour. Be careful out there.
Okay, we're going to run a special on snow tonight, folks. We're going to sell it by the pound. 35 cents, 3 pounds for a dollar. All right, well, let me pick it up and go with North and South Dakota. We definitely have got a winter storm watch up in North Dakota, all of eastern North Dakota, east of Bismarck, all the way over into Minnesota. We also have got some severe thunderstorm warnings up in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area and over towards, up in the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight. We've got those severe thunderstorm watches and warnings up through there. Again, we've got the weather up in that area, and Lake Michigan is all riled up, and we've got a winter storm warning up over on the east side of Lake Michigan as well. We've got a winter storm warning for the lee shore of Lake Ontario between Buffalo and Dundee, and up there along Watertown to the Thousand Islands Bridge. You're going to run into another winter storm warning up there, and they have conditions because of the temperatures and whatnot. You could actually have blizzard conditions up there tonight because of the temperatures and the way the wind is blowing. Now, in the Midwest, coming across I-70 in particular, you got a lot of wind. When you hit Indiana, the wind picks up a little bit more when you get to Illinois, and then you'll start running into precipitation in Missouri You'll also run into some precipitation in Kansas and certainly Colorado. As Kyle just mentioned, we got snow in the mountains in Colorado. Now, it's looking pretty good down in the south tonight, so we'll just go with what we got. I don't see any real threats to anybody down below. But up there, again, in New England, Nova Scotia, down to Cape Cod, the gale warning continues, and it is what it is. Just can't seem to get away with it there, Kyle.
Well, that's exactly right. We've got a lot of weather tonight.
Yeah. Now, that weather's going to change, I'll bet you, between this hour and next hour, and we'll just have to come back and tell everybody what's going on here in the next hour. So, tell us about the pilot and the Flying J.
All right, folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. They bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And between now and December 31st, when you sign up for the My Rewards Plus app, that's the My Rewards Plus app, you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline that you buy at a Pilot or Flying J Travel Center. Also, don't forget, you can earn up to 4 points per gallon as well for the points that you get when you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app. Now, that happens after just 6 fills. Try that with 15 fills with the other guys out there, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. And also, of course, don't forget, pro drivers, pro truckers, you can get special offers for you as well. Great amenities at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. And for travelers, you definitely want to pull in. You also want to join the My Rewards Plus app rewards program to get points and great offers on other stuff as well. You'll also get something good to eat, fuel up, get your supplies, and be back on the road. Go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com for more information.
And guess what I saw going on yesterday?
What's that?
I saw a Flying J putting in the electric charging stations around the back front side of the restaurant, which means that's where they were going to be parking the cars that needed to be charged.
Well, that's right. They have been investing all kinds of resources in doing this, and they're going to be bringing, you're going to see a lot more of these charging stations at Pilot and Flying J's. Absolutely.
And they're not free.
No, they're not, but they're going to be hopefully convenient as people travel across the highways and byways.
Just make sure you got at least $50 for that first charge.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not kidding. That's about what it costs for the first charge. Because we talked to a guy that came down here from New Jersey, drove 1,200 miles to come to Florida, asked him yesterday, how many times did you have to charge the vehicle? He said 3. I said, what did it cost you? He said $50 each time, minimum 6 hours.
Interesting, yeah.
That's a lot of money.
It is.
Yep, so he's still paying for fuel now, isn't he?
That's right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more. Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Don't go nowhere, no how. We're going to let this guy in the Redidio take us to back break.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.